Welcome, my name is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and we thank you for taking some time to listen to some audio recordings from the pulpit of the Riverview Baptist Church. Our desire is to show the Lord high, holy, and lifted up, as well as try to be a blessing to those through the Word of God. Please enjoy this message, and we pray that it will be a blessing to your life. Well, if you don't mind, to take your copy of the Word of God and turn with me to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. The Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 32. Deuteronomy and chapter number 32. And as you're turning there, I'm going to turn to Exodus 19 to give you kind of a preface, a jumping off point that we're going to hit into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 31. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 31, of course, Moses is about ready to pass on, and God gives him some encouragement, or he's giving some encouragement to the people based off of what God said in the book of Exodus chapter number 19. I'm in the book of Exodus chapter number 19. And in verse number 4, Exodus 19 verse 4, it says, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." What God is telling the people in Exodus chapter number 19 is that he said, "I bore you on eagle's wings." For what purpose? To bring you to myself. Do you know the things that God does in your life all has the one purpose, to bring you to himself? All things, the good things and the bad things. So some of the tragedies that occur in your life, you know that God is trying to bring you to himself. The good things that happen to your life is because God is trying to bring you to himself. That's the whole purpose, is for you to know him, for you to know who he is. We know that the two most spiritual people, the two people that are closest to the Lord in the Old Testament and the New Testament, would be Moses and Paul. And both of them at the height of their ministry had the same prayer, that I may know him. That was the goal, to know him. And that's God's goal, is for you to know him in a more intense way, a more personal, more intimate way, that I may know him. "Ye have seen what I've done to the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." So with that, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Remember, the book of Deuteronomy is the fifth book in the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter number 31. Deuteronomy chapter number 31. And I want you to notice, if you don't mind. Deuteronomy 32. Let me get to the right book. The book of Deuteronomy 32. The book of Deuteronomy chapter number 32. And I want you to look at with me in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. And notice with me, starting at verse 11. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 11. It says, "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth above her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, and taketh them, beareth them up on her wings. So the Lord alone did lend him, and there was no strange god with him." So God alone did lead them, him. Now, if you're in the habit of marking things in your Bible, I want you to mark two phrases, and then I want you to connect them. Notice, if you don't mind, in verse number 11, it says, "so," or "as an eagle," as an eagle. So notice that phrase, "as an eagle." Then notice with me the beginning of verse 12, "so the Lord." And notice this comparison, "as the eagle, so the Lord." And so I want you to connect those two phrases. Put them together in your mind. Because what God is doing is he's saying, just like an eagle does this, so I did this to you. As an eagle does this, so I do this to you. As an eagle, so the Lord. And so if you don't mind, let's see this comparison that God gives to us, dealing the idea that he bears us on eagle's wings. as an eagle, so the Lord. The very first thing as we understand about eagles is notice this. As the eagle, so the Lord builds. As the eagle, so the Lord builds. It starts off in verse 11 talking about a nest. As an eagle stirreth up her nest. Now, a nest would be, of course, something that an eagle would put together in order to prepare for her young. So an eagle would often put up a nest in a high place. They love high trees, cliffs, mountains, things where no one else can get to. Oftentimes you'll see a sheer cliff face and an eagle building her nest on the sheer cliff face, somewhere away that is safe and protected from the predators. Then what an eagle would do is it goes and flies around grabbing straw and it weaves that straw together, sticks and branches into a nest. But then an eagle does something else. It kills like a rabbit or a furry creature, and it takes the fur of that creature and it pads the nest and makes it so when the chicklets, she lays the eggs, and the chicklets are born and hatched, that it makes the nest comfortable. And so the eagle takes time to build a nest, to build a place where great care is made to gather the materials, to build the nest. Well, remember, as we're talking here, as an eagle, so the Lord. You know what God does with us? The Bible talks about in the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, that he that beginneth a good work in you, guess what? He will continue to do so against that day. You know what God is doing is he's building things in you. He's building something in your life. As an eagle, so the Lord. The eagle takes such care to build the nest, takes such care to put it in a way that it's going to be functional. And as an eagle, so the Lord. The Lord is taking great care to build you, to work in you, to move you, that he that beginneth a good work in you shall continue. He's going to continue to build you and to work with you against the day that Christ comes. As an eagle, so the Lord. That as an eagle builds, so the Lord. Notice, if you don't mind, as we continue on, that as an eagle, so the Lord breaks. So not only does the Lord, as an eagle, so the Lord builds, but as an eagle, so the Lord breaks. Now, that's not something we usually attribute with God, that he breaks things. So what does an eagle do? Well, an eagle understands that the chicklets are going to need motivation to leave the nest. That the chicklets, as they're born and mom flies and feeds them so they don't have to be taken care of, she'll take a worm and, of course, keep it in her gullet and then give it to the baby chicklets. They'll eat it out of her mouth. But they have the nest. It's nice and comfortable. It's a place where they don't want to leave. So because the eagle loves her children, you know what she has to do? She disrupts the nest. She breaks the nest. She takes that pellet of that animal that made the nest all soft and comfy, and she tosses it out. Now that's left is the nest with the branches and the sticks, and now it's starting to be uncomfortable. Now it's starting to be a time where this isn't as fun no more. It's not as nice. And what the eagle is doing is realizing that the chicklets are going to need motivation to get out. And so she disrupts the nest. She breaks it up. She makes it uncomfortable. Well, remember what God said, as the eagle, so the Lord. As an eagle breaks, so the Lord breaks. You know what happens is that we start to get comfortable in our Christian life. And God says, oh, you know what happens now? We got to disrupt it. We got to break it. We got to make it uncomfortable. We got to make it so it's no longer as nice. We got to make it so it's a little bit more difficult. We got to do something to cause us to seek the Lord. You know, convenience is the antithesis of godliness. That when we get comfortable, we don't need God. When we're nice and safe and comfortable and soft, we stop looking at the Lord. Well, remember, the whole purpose of what God is doing is to bring him to ourselves. And so God will break things in our life and make things uncomfortable, not because he's a mean God, but because he loves us. The Bible talks about in the book of Psalm, verse 38, that our God delights. Our God delights in us. And we've used this illustration recently in a message, but, you know, as a parent, I don't go to my kid's room and wake up in the morning before they get up and just stare at them and, what can I do to make their life miserable today? What can I do just to kind of make them uncomfortable? You know, I'm bored today. I really got to torture my kids. No, but I do disrupt things in their lives, do ask them to do things that they don't want to do because I love them. I've got to push them. You know, if you ask any teenager, hey, what is your idea of doing today? Nothing. Give me a bag of chips, some pizza, some soda, a TV remote, a video game controller. I'm good. But because I love them, I have to disrupt that. I can't allow that to go on all the time. Hey, you need to go do dishes. You need to go mow the lawn. Does any teenager have, woohoo, you know what I want to do today? I want to do dishes. Nope, that's not their natural inclination. So I've got to make them do it because I love them. Because I delight in them. I have to push them. I have to press the bounds. I have to push them and make things uncomfortable for them. Hey, guess what? You have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to wake up. You have to wake up. Do I do that because, you know, I hate my kids and I just want to torture them? You're no sleep for you. No, I do it because they've got to get up. They've got to function. They've got to learn that you can't wake up at noon every day and have a life. I make them uncomfortable. I get them out of their comfortable bed. I make the bed uncomfortable for them so they have to get up. You understand? It's because I love them. It's because I delight in them. I make things uncomfortable. And that's what God does. And that's what the eagle does. Think about this. This is an eagle who doesn't have classes of how to be a good eaglet mother. But she knows that for the best things for her chicklets is to break that nest up, to make it uncomfortable. Because she wants more for them than what they want for themselves. What does she want them to do? She wants them to fly. And as long as they're comfortable, they have no reason to leave the nest. They have no reason to step out by faith. As an eagle, so the Lord. So as an eagle, so the Lord builds. As an eagle, so the Lord breaks. As an eagle, so the Lord broods. Notice with me in verse number 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young. So here we see this. She's broken up the nest and she's made it uncomfortable. Then she flies over and flutters over the young. So the chicklets finally look up and they say, this is uncomfortable. There's got to be something more in here. I don't like to be in this position. It's not fun anymore. And they look up and see the eagle flying. And she's thinking in their mind that they're looking up and say, I want to do that. And you watch the little chicklets start flapping their wings and trying to look just like mama. And they're trying to flap their wings and they're not flying anywhere, but they're learning. Why are they learning? Because they're looking up. They're looking at mama now. And they're learning something different. Well, as an eagle, so the Lord. God disrupts the nest. He disrupts our lives. He puts things in our lives so we look up at him. And then as we look from our comfortable lives and we look at the broken things, we look up and see God and say, I want that. I want that. And a desire is created in us. You understand that what God is doing for the whole thing is that as I bore you in eagle's wings to bring you to myself, what is the whole purpose of what God is doing? Everything that he does? To bring us to himself. He builds to bring us to himself. He breaks to bring us to himself. As he broods, he's bringing us to ourself. That we look up to God, that things are disrupted, and we look up to God and we see him and go, I want that. I want him. That's what I want. We only do that when we get our eyes off of the circumstances and see him and say, that's it. That's what I want. And the eagle is flapping her wings, and the babies are trying to say, I want to be like you, and trying to learn, and they don't know how, but they're trying, and they're flapping as an eagle, so the Lord. So we start off with, as an eagle, so the Lord builds. As an eagle, so the Lord breaks. As an eagle, so the Lord broods. As the eagle, so the Lord bears. What happens now? Notice again in verse number 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on eagle's wings. Now what happens is the little baby chicklets are eaglets are watching the mama eagle fly and flutter. She's flapping her wings and she's floating and flying above them. And so an eaglet finally says, I want to try. And he gets to the edge of the nest and he goes, I'm going to do this. And he jumps. And guess what happens? He falls. And he goes down and down and down. But the mama eagle has never taken her eye off of him. And she allows him to fall. And he's crying out, saying, help, 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 just chicking away, help, help. And the mother eagle watches him fall. But then the eagle body is designed in such a way that it is able to soar down. And after he falls a certain time, the mama eagle puts her wings, tucks it in, and soars down. And what she does is she comes up right underneath the eaglet and catches her on her back. And she flies, bearing him on eagle's wings, soaring and going and moving. But she never took her eyes off that eaglet at any time. But she let him fall. Why did she let him fall? The whole purpose of what God is doing is that we may know him. That little chicklet stepped out by faith and said, I want to try. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try. And he jumps off by faith. And the eaglet catches and soars. As an eagle, so the Lord. As we start living a Christian life, he has built and worked in us. He has disturbed the nest and made things uncomfortable. And we look up to God and see him and say, I want that. I want that. And by faith, we try something. And it doesn't seem it's going to work. We fall down. And we have no safety net. There's nothing to catch us. And we're crying out, God, help us. But God has never taken his eye off of us the entire time. And just at the moment, we don't know if we can handle anymore, he catches us. And he bears us in eagle's wings. Now that little chicklet's on the back, cheering and chipping away as that eagle flies all over. And he gets to experience what it is to fly. Because he's not flying. It's the mama that's flying. And they soar. And they keep going. And eventually, what that eaglet does is that he's on her back and begins to try to learn himself. And mama will kind of detach away. And he's flying himself. And he's learned it from mama. But the only way he learned how to fly was he had to step off the nest. He had to step up by faith. He had to step where there was nothing holding him on. He had to fall in order to realize that God was there the entire time, that God never took the eyes off. As an eagle, so the Lord. Remember, everything that God is doing is for this purpose, that we may know him. The reason why God builds in your life is so that way you may know him. Then he makes things uncomfortable in your life, and he knows how to make things uncomfortable. He knows how to make it so this life is not the same anymore. I can't do what I used to do. It's uncomfortable. He's not doing it because he's mean. He wants you to fly. But he's trying to get you to the place where you won't stay put. In order to change the future, you got to disturb the present. things got to change. Then we get to the idea that we look up and see God and say, that's what I want. That's what I want. Finally, we're watching and say, I'm going to try it by faith. And I'm going to step off. And I'm going to fall. That falling is necessary. That type of faith where you feel no control whatsoever. Because what you will learn is that God never took his eye off of you at any time. He didn't misplace you. He didn't lose sight of you. He knew where you was at. But he needed you to fall so he could catch you. And then after you're caught, you trust God more. And you step out and learn to fly yourself and have victory because of what God has done in your life. Do you know what God does once? He does not want a church full of people stuck in the nest. He wants a church full of people who have learned to fly by faith. He wants us to live the faith life. Where does the faith life come from? Our eyes are on him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. As an eagle, so the Lord, that he bears you on eagle's wings. The whole purpose is for you to know him. Isn't that a great picture of the Lord? No wonder he puts us together as an eagle, so the Lord. Here, I want you to look at that eagle, and I want you to study them. And that's what I do. As an eagle, so the Lord. Do you know that God has never taken his eyes off of you? But he knows what to do. And by the way, the illustration breaks down at the point where sometimes we go through the cycle over and over. We get to a place where we get comfortable. God has built this up. Then he has to get us uncomfortable again. Just so we get our eyes on him. We get our eyes on him. We want to try something else by faith. And we step off and say, I don't know how it's going to work. You know why some people never fly? They never step up by faith. They never trust God. You know what people want? They want a handrail. They want a safety net just so that way if it doesn't work, they want plan B. You know, when you step up by faith, there is no plan B. It's either God or it doesn't happen. And people don't want to step up by faith because of that they never fly. Why do they fly in the first place, by the way? It's because they know God. It's because they learned him. As an eagle, so the Lord. No wonder in the book of Exodus chapter 19 where he told the people of Israel, I bear you on eagle's wings. Thank you for listening to this audio message. This is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and I encourage you to take this information that you just received and make a specific decision to follow after the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, let me beg you to take the time to receive Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are saved, I encourage you to make a decision in your life to help you get closer with the Lord. If there's anything specific we can do to be a blessing or to pray for you, we encourage you. Look us up on the internet at riverviewbc.com. Once again, that's riverviewbc.com. Or if you would prefer to call us, you could give us a call at area code 920-530-6308. Once again, that number is 920-530-6308. If there's anything we can do to be a blessing or an encouragement to you, please let us know. We would love to make ourselves available. Thank you.